All right, let's get into it. In this lesson, we're building a jungle-style bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it's pulling the track forward, not just sitting there looping. We're aiming for that ragga-tinted drum and bass energy where the bass answers the drums, leaves space for the break, and keeps the whole tune moving with attitude. At this tempo, around 172 BPM, the drums are not just the backbone, they're part of the conversation. So the first thing to do is build your foundation with a basic break pattern. Get your kick, snare, and a few ghost notes or chopped break details in place. Keep the snare strong and give it a little breathing room around the hit. That space is important because the bass is going to live in the gaps. Once the drum loop is feeling good, create your bass instrument in layers. A really solid approach here is to use operator for the sub and either wavy-dable or another operator layer for the movement. Think of the sub as your weight and the upper layer as your character. On the sub layer, keep it simple. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and avoid widening it. You want that low end to be solid and centered. If you shape the envelope a little, that's fine, but don't overcomplicate it. The sub should feel clean and dependable. For the movement layer, start with a saw or pulse style sound and filter it down. Use auto filter with a low pass shape and bring the cutoff into a darker range, somewhere around the low mid zone. Add just enough resonance to give it some personality, but not so much that it starts whining at you. We want rude, not annoying. Now comes the wobble motion. The key here is not to make it constant. A lot of people hear jungle bass and immediately think more LFO, but the better move is to think in phrases. Make the wobble happen in a way that answers the drums. One bar can be tighter, the next bar can open up a little, and then you can create a tube bar call and response shape. That's what gives the bass forward motion. If you're using automation or clip envelopes, draw the filter movement so it feels like it's speaking between the snare hits, not fighting them. A short open on one note, a quicker pullback on the next, then maybe a longer swell before the snare lands. That kind of movement makes the bass feel intentional. Now write a short MIDI phrase. Keep it dark and simple. F minor, G minor, or a minor are all good starting points for that jungle mood. Don't overload the part with notes. A root note, an octave jump, maybe a fifth or minor third, and one passing note are often enough. In this style, space is power. If every gap is filled, the groove loses impact. A nice way to think about it is like a rude reply to the drums. The kick lands, the snare snaps, and the bass comes back with a short statement. Then it leaves room again. If you want a more ragga feel, make the bass line behave a little like vocal phrasing. Short bursts, little cuts, maybe a note that feels like it's being interrupted by the rhythm. That stop-start attitude goes a long way. To add more of that ragga edge, use glide or portamento if your synth supports it. A tiny pitch slide into a note can make the bass feel alive. You can also shorten some notes so they get chopped off early, which makes the rhythm feel more aggressive. If you want to push it further, try adding a brief stutter or a tiny vocal stab on the offbeat and let the bass answer that. The trick is to avoid having everything happen at once. In jungle, the gaps are part of the vibe. Next, shape the tone. A little saturation goes a long way here. On the movement layer, try something like auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8, and maybe drum bus if you want a bit more bite. A few dB of drive is usually enough to help the bass speak on smaller speakers. If the movement layer is getting too thick in the low end, high pass it so it stays out of the sub's way. Then clean up any harshness in the upper mids if needed. For the sub layer, keep processing minimal. Maybe a gentle EQ cleanup if necessary, but that's about it. The sub should stay clean and stable while the movement layer handles the attitude. Now let's make sure the bass and drums are working together. Use sidechain compression to duck the bass slightly around the kick, or around the full drum bus if your break is busy. Keep the compression subtle. You don't want obvious pump unless that's a specific effect you're after. You just want the kick and snare to breathe. If the snare feels masked, you can do a tiny gain dip on the bass movement layer right before the snare lands. That small move can clean up the groove without flattening it. In drum and bass, bass should hit hard, but it doesn't need to be loud every single moment to feel heavy. It just needs to arrive in the right places. Once the sound is working, arrange it like a real tune. A simple 16-bar structure is a good way to start. You might begin with drums and atmosphere for the first 4 bars, then bring in the first bass phrase for bars 5 through 8. For bars 9 through 12, vary the rhythm, the octave, or the wobble speed. Then for bars 13 through 16, do a switch-up, a fill, or a little breakdown moment that pushes into the next section. That evolution matters. If nothing changes for too long, The tune starts to feel like a loop. A good rule is to change at least one thing every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe the filter opens a bit more. Maybe the bass hits an octave higher for one phrase. Maybe the last bar has a little silence before the next drop. Small changes make the whole thing feel alive. Automation is your friend here. Open the filter slightly before a snare. Push saturation a little harder in the second half of the phrase. Send just one bass stab into reverb or delay so it feels like it's moving into space. These are small details, but they give the bass a sense of motion and narrative. And if the sound feels good, consider resampling it. Capturing the bass movement as audio gives you a new way to edit it. You can chop it, reverse a hit, or rearrange a slice to create a new fill. That's a very jungle-friendly workflow, because it turns your live bass idea into something you can treat almost like a break. Before you call it done, do a mix check. Make sure the sub is mono. Make sure the kick and bass are not fighting. Check for harsh resonances in the upper mids. Listen at low volume too, because if the bass still reads quietly, it usually means the balance is good. If it disappears with the drums, the issue is usually too much low mid clutter or not enough space in the phrasing. So to wrap it up, the main idea here is this. Don't just make a wobble, make a bass phrase. Let it breathe, let it answer the drums. Keep the sub clean, keep the movement controlled, and let the arrangement evolve every few bars. In jungle and drum and bass, the best bass lines don't just wobble, they pull the whole tune forward. Now your challenge is to make a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM using just a few notes, a clean sub, and a moving top layer. Make one bar feel more open, one bar feel more clipped, and get that sense of push and pull. If it feels like it's talking to the drums instead of sitting on top of them, you're on the right track.